Welcome to the Sugar Switch Podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to the point podcast all about sugar. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, increase your energy, lose weight, look good, and feel great. And you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman. Welcome, and surprise, the series of episodes about hidden sugar is growing. This is part three of a two-part series called Hidden Sugar, part three, Soft Drink Danger. Hidden refined sugars are a huge problem in our collective diets. The more I read, research, and write, the more I find the need to call out the dangers of hidden sugars. So this series might just keep on growing. There's a lot of information to give you. So again, this episode might be longer than 15 minutes. Soft drinks or soda pop present many health dangers, and this deserves a whole episode all by itself. I found it surprising that a high percentage of the added or hidden sugars consumed today come from soft drinks and sweetened beverages. And yet, many people don't even consider the amount of sugar that is in the beverages they consume every day. Here's what you'll discover in today's episode. The main sweetener in soft drinks and refined foods. How much sugar some common soft drinks and beverages contain. 12 reasons why soft drinks are harmful to your health. Surprising facts about diet soft drinks. And healthy hacks or alternatives for soft drinks. Let's talk about the main sweetener. High fructose corn syrup, also known as HFCS, makes up about 40%, that's 40%, of all the added sugars used in food and beverages in the USA and probably in Canada. Soft drinks contain a high amount of refined white sugar and fructose, including HFCS. In fact, HFCS is the main sweetener in soft drinks, even in some diet soft drinks, sweetened teas, baked goods, desserts, and candy. In the standard North American diet, we consume far too many added sugars, particularly fructose and various forms of HFCS, without even knowing it. Processed or refined sugars like HFCS are used abundantly because they're inexpensive. This means that food and beverage manufacturers can keep the cost of their products down while they increase the sweetness of their products, whether it's in food or in soft drinks. As a consumer, you are destined to become very attuned to a high level of sweetness from many refined products that you consume daily, such as soft drinks. This causes reactions in both your brain and in your taste buds, and you become addicted to and crave this super exaggerated sweetness. It becomes a health hazard, as refined sugars have been linked to so many health issues, such as cancer, heart disease, insulin resistance, prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, inflammation, and more. The body processes fructose in a different way than it processes glucose. The liver is the only organ that metabolizes fructose. Ordinary table sugar, or sucrose, is a balanced mixture of 50% fructose and 50% glucose. The typical HFCS mixture is not as balanced, as it contains about 55% fructose and 45% glucose. There are other forms of HFCS, such as HFCS-90, that has 90% fructose and just 10% glucose. Increased amounts of HFCS, especially the forms with higher fructose content, are causing more people to have liver issues and related health concerns. So how much sugar is actually in some common soft drinks and sweetened beverages? There seems to be a large variety of sizes of beverages, and they all have different serving sizes listed, so it can be confusing to compare one beverage to another. I collected data from a variety of products at the grocery store. I put the data on a spreadsheet, converted all the serving sizes to one cup, that's 8 ounces, and calculated the amount of sugar per cup for each one. The soft drinks and iced teas were all relatively close in terms of the amount of sugar per cup of beverage. They all contained from 2 to 2.5 tablespoons of sugar per cup. That's per 8 ounces. This does not sound like very much sugar, yet it adds up very quickly. Over the course of a normal day, you might be consuming far more sugar in your favorite beverages than you realize, without even including other hidden forms of sugar, like refined food products. We need to put this into perspective. perspective. The maximum recommended amount of daily sugar consumption for men is 3 tablespoons per day, and that is about equivalent to 1 cup of soft drink. For women, it's 2 tablespoons of sugar per day, which again is equivalent to about 1 cup of soft drink or maybe slightly less. For a 10-year-old child, the recommendation is slightly less than 2 tablespoons of sugar per day, which is less than 1 cup of soft drink. When people drink soft drinks, they very rarely have only 1 8-ounce cup. Most have 1.5 to 2 times that amount at one sitting. This doesn't even take into consideration any other hidden sugar that is consumed from refined foods, cereals, baked goods, salad dressings, sugar in tea or coffee, or anything else. So as you can see, this can add up to a lot of sugar in just one day without being aware of it. In the data I collected, there were 2 other sweetened beverages that are not included in the information I just gave you. The first one is tonic water. It contains 1.5 tablespoons of sugar per cup. This is less than most soft drinks, yet many people incorrectly assume that tonic water is simply carbonated water with no sugar added. If you drink several glasses of tonic water, you're still getting a lot of added sugar. The second one is energy drinks. They contain 2.25 tablespoons of sugar per cup, but there's more. Energy drinks also have artificial sweetener added to them, and caffeine as well. The energy drinks I looked at also contained a long list of chemicals that I could not pronounce, and I had no idea what they were. Energy drinks are loaded with potentially harmful chemicals, lots of caffeine and sugar. Beware, it's a triple whammy. So why are HFCS and soft drinks so harmful? We've already established that many people are not aware of the amount of sugar they consume with beverages. Why is that? I believe there are 2 reasons. The first reason is misleading soft drink and beverage marketing that's all around us 24/7. Second reason is that we've come to accept sweetened beverages and soft drinks as an ordinary part of our diet without considering the ingredients they contain or what those soft drinks are doing to our health. The body can handle a moderate amount of added fructose, yet the amount most people consume is far too high. Added hidden sugars are the problem. Let me repeat that. The body can handle a moderate amount of added fructose, yet the amount most people consume is far too high. Added hidden sugars are the problem. Millions of people are having serious health issues because of the amount of sugar they consume every day, mostly from soft drinks. Here are 12 health hazards associated with HFCS and soft drinks. The first one is addiction. Medical experts are now saying that HFCS affects your brain in a way that's very similar to how alcohol and drugs affect your brain. A 2013 Canadian study showed that HFCS caused behavioral reactions that were almost identical to the reactions of highly addictive drugs such as cocaine. Second reason is prediabetes and diabetes risk. In November 2016, results of a 14-year study were published in the Journal of Nutrition. The study found that regular consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages significantly raised the risk for prediabetes, which can lead to full-blown diabetes. The high amount of refined sugar in soft drinks causes stress on the pancreas and the insulin system. It forces the pancreas to continually produce excessive amounts of insulin to deal with the sugar overload, leading to insulin resistance, prediabetes, and type 2 diabetes. And there's another whole list of serious health issues that go along with having type 2 diabetes. The third reason is fatty liver disease. As previously mentioned, excessive amounts of sugar consumption, especially HFCS and other forms of refined fructose, can lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Remember that the liver is the only organ in the body that metabolizes fructose. Natural fructose found in whole foods, primarily fruit, is not the issue because it's a moderate amount and there are many nutrients with the fructose which help the body metabolize it. Added fructose, or HFCS, goes straight to the liver, and the liver becomes overloaded. The excess fructose is turned into fat in the liver. Fatty liver can also lead to other health issues, like cardiovascular issues, high triglycerides, and high blood pressure. The fourth reason is endocrine disruption. Metal soft drink cans contain BPA, bisphenol A. BPA has been known to disrupt the normal functioning of the body's endocrine system, which can lead to heart disease and obesity. The fifth reason is kidney damage. There is a correlation between soft drink consumption and kidney issues. Harvard Medical School did an 11-year study that showed a connection between kidney deterioration and soft drinks. The sixth reason is tooth decay. Soft drinks are very acidic and are harmful to the enamel on your teeth, causing tooth decay. Seventh reason is cancer. More and more studies are showing that cancer and high amounts of sugar are related. Specific studies have shown that cancer cells feed off of sugar. The cancer cells take the energy from the sugar and use it to grow. An Australian study, which was published earlier in 2018 and included 35,000 people, showed a correlation between soft drink consumption and cancer. The eighth reason is bone health issues. A research team at Tufts University found that drinking three or more cola-based sodas a day lowered bone mineral density in the hips by 4%. Sugar and refined foods are acid-forming. When a high amount of sugar is consumed, including HFCS or other sugars from soft drinks, the body's pH will become acidic. The body will deal with this by pulling calcium and other minerals out of the bones to balance the blood's pH level. This can lead to osteopenia and osteoporosis, or thinning of the bones, and result in poor bone health. The ninth reason is nutritional starvation. Sugar-laden beverages have no nutrition, zero. They are nutritionally empty. These empty beverages and foods fill up your tummy and leave you nutritionally starving. This can lead to a deficiency in certain key nutrients that are needed for your body's systems to function properly, such functions as enzyme and hormone production, the formation of healthy cells, nerve and brain function, and more. The tenth reason is weight gain. Studies have repeatedly shown that continually consuming soft drinks, even diet soft drinks, leads to increased weight gain and obesity. 11th reason is poor memory, stroke, and dementia. Research that was published in the journal Stroke in April 2017 indicated that people who consume a high amount of sugary beverages, such as soft drinks and fruit juices, are more likely to have poor memory than people who consume very few sugary beverages. The same research showed that people who drank diet soda daily were almost three times as likely to develop stroke or dementia as those who did not consume diet soda. The 12th reason is coronary heart disease. A 2018 research study that followed participants for 6 years showed that people who drank 24 ounces or 2 cans of soda per day doubled their risk of dying from coronary heart disease compared to people who drank less than 1 ounce of sugary beverages per day. So let's talk about surprising facts of diet soft drinks. Even though diet soft drinks and zero-calorie soft drinks are marketed as healthy options, it does not mean they're harmless. Indeed, they are hazardous to your health. The advertising and the words you see on those beverages is simply marketing hype designed to snare you. They contain artificial or chemical sweeteners like aspartame, saccharin, cyclamates, sucralose, to name a few. Each chemical sweetener is unique, with its own nasty side effects and possible health dangers, such as excess insulin release. Artificial sweeteners do not cause a person's blood sugar to spike, and theoretically, there is no excess insulin production. In reality, artificial sweeteners can cause a reaction in the brain, and that brain reaction can stimulate the release of insulin. This causes an imbalance in the insulin system and can lead to insulin resistance, prediabetes, and diabetes. Super sweetness issues. Artificial sweeteners can be as much as 300 times sweeter than sugar. This has two negative effects. It's important to note these are the exact same effects as high levels of refined sugar or HFCS. The first effect is the high level of sweetness causes the neurotransmitters involved in your brain's reward response to become activated. This keeps you craving more pleasurable sweet stuff, whether it's in the form of beverages or refined food. The second thing is your taste buds develop a high set point for sweetness. When you taste anything less sweet, including healthy food or unsweetened beverages, which have a slight natural sweetness, you reject them because it tastes sour to you. Artificial sweeteners affect gut bacteria. Research is finding that artificial sweeteners disrupt the healthy balance of bacteria in the gut. Since healthy gut bacteria is needed for many of your body's systems, This can cause a number of health issues, such as digestion and elimination issues, issues with your immune system, increased risk for prediabetes and diabetes, because healthy gut bacteria contributes to maintaining healthy blood sugar levels. One study indicated that people who consistently consume diet sodas had 65% increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Some artificial sweeteners are brain toxins. Studies on aspartame have shown that it can cause a buildup of formaldehyde in the brain, which can cause serious issues with the immune system and the central nervous system. Aspartame has also been shown to release an excitatory amino acid. This crosses the blood-brain barrier, and the brain can easily get a toxic overdose of it. So let's talk about healthy hacks for soft drinks. Infuse pure water with healthy fruit and/or vegetables. No sugar needed. Many people find plain water boring. Infusing the water with fruits and/or vegetables makes a beverage that is both healthy and refreshing, and a delicious alternative to plain water. You can use unlimited combinations of vegetables, fruits, and herbs to flavor pure water. Here are some interesting ideas to get you started. Lemon, cucumber, and mint. Refreshing but not sweet. Watermelon and mint. A bit of sweetness. Strawberry and cucumber. Diced tomato and fresh basil for a savory taste. Pineapple, ginger, and mint. Orange and fennel. The fennel bulb, stalk, and fronds can all be used. Orange and raspberry. Apple and cinnamon using a cinnamon stick. Tea is a healthy replacement for soft drinks, as long as it's not commercial iced tea or a tea latte. The tea I am referring to is made from loose tea leaves or a tea bag that has no unhealthy sugar or chemicals added. There are many different kinds of tea, and most can be consumed as unsweetened hot tea or unsweetened iced tea. Green tea is especially healthy because it's loaded with antioxidants and polyphenols that help fight inflammation and support your immune system. It also contains some vitamins. Matcha tea is even more healthy than green tea. Matcha tea is very high quality green tea leaves that are powdered, so you are consuming the entire powdered tea leaf. It contains antioxidants and polyphenols, vitamins, minerals, chlorophyll, and some fiber. Matcha tea has many health benefits. So here's the fast recap. High fructose corn syrup, also known as HFCS, is the main sweetener in refined foods and beverages. HFCS in itself is harmful to your health for several reasons. The amount of hidden sugar you consume in 1 8-ounce cup of soft drink might not seem like much, 2 to 2.5 tablespoons of sugar, yet it is equal to the maximum daily recommended amount of sugar for adults and more than the maximum for children. The amount of hidden sugar you consume in 1 day from beverages and food products can add up quickly, and you could be consuming a huge amount of sugar without realizing it. There are 12 reasons why HFCS, soft drinks, and sweetened beverages are harmful to your health. Diet soft drinks and zero-calorie drinks might seem like a healthy option, yet they're not healthy. They contain artificial sweeteners, which are an entirely different nasty beast with their own health dangers. There are healthy alternatives to sweetened beverages, diet sodas, and soft drinks. These alternatives are likely less expensive, and they will support your health instead of destroying your health. Here's the bottom line. Millions of people are having serious health issues because of the amount of hidden sugar they consume every day, mostly from soft drinks. Always be aware what you are putting into your body, both in food and beverages. Take a good look at the labels and determine how much sugar you're consuming on a daily basis. Your body needs good nutrition, not dangerous sugars and chemicals. Try out some of the healthy alternatives for soft drinks. You'll be able to live a sweet life without added and hidden sugar. Stay tuned to the Sugar Switch podcast. There just might be more episodes about various ways hidden sugar sneaks into our dietary lifestyle and messes up our health. There's a whole list of good topics in the works, so tune into the Sugar Switch podcast every week. Or check out the list of podcasts that have previously been released by going to www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. On the SugarSwitchPodcast.com, you can learn more about how you can reverse prediabetes or kick sugar cravings for good. And we'd love it if you'd leave us a review for the program on iTunes or any other venue you're using to tune in. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch Podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, and totally avoid serious health issues such as diabetes and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out more about the Sugar Switch system and contact Kathy Orman at www.kathyorman.com. Once again, you've been listening to the Sugar Switch podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.